Hemispheres. I'm your host, Joe Ritchie, and you could hear Hemispheres every Tuesday at 6 p.m. here at KGNU. Thank you for listening. A quick program note for KGNU News Mavens. Tomorrow morning, you can hear a speech by Daniel Berrigan given in 2003, Faithful Peacemaking in a War-Making State. That's Daniel Berrigan tomorrow morning after the Morning Magazine. 7 o'clock, this is KGNU Boulder, Denver, 88.5 FM and 1390 AM with translator K229 AC in Nederland, Colorado at 93.7 megahertz. Guess what? Next up, cabaret.
The time is now 7 o'clock. You are attuned to KGNU Boulder, Denver, and this is a cabaret program. My name is Riley Ann. I'll be your host this evening. And it is my pleasure to be joined in the studio by one of my favorite local songwriters, Eric Adrian Gonzalez. Welcome.
Hello.
Yeah,
hello.
Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, thanks for being here.
I look forward to it.
Great. Yeah, looking forward to hearing you. So do you want to start off with a few tunes?
Sure. Well, I didn't want to take a chance. I didn't want the loss. I didn't want to roll the thing. I didn't want the cost. I'm willing to be free, lifted from your deed, facing all the lonesome oceans, last when the trees are for the air we breathe and what we need to drink. Well, what's the price of it now? Are you willing to pay it? Willing just to shed your soul to try and make it fit all in society. Holy Swiss cheese. Getting off your knees ain't easy when they're hard to please. Going quietly, now me I'm gonna sing. Well, country, what's become of you policing in them streets? Shooting down your people who won't get down and believe, or buy the Christmas trees and buy from overseas. Paying all the sweatshops to keep hunger and disease. Oh, won't you come with me to rise up and defeat? Won't you come with me to rise up and defeat? Won't you come with me to rise up and defeat? This one's called 1607 Miles. Well, she called me from a train station somewhere in Wyoming. She said, I'm really feeling lonely, so won't you hold me? I said, I'd love to, but I'm down here in New Orleans. Heard her smile. She said this desolate old country's not my style. Come and get me, boy, I'll make it worth your while. I said I'd be there in 1607 miles. Now I'm driving from the bayou up near Shreveport and through Longview, Oklahoma, Wichita, the skies were dark blue, on to Denver and through Cheyenne, and now I'm near you. Must be crazy for you driving all that way. Not as crazy as the day I heard you say. I'm off to Casper now to try and find my way. Like the ghost. Here's an older tune of mine. It's called Sunny Snow. Outside a sunny window with a glare, as wind blows by, these people try, they shuffle on with all their lives. Hurry, hurry, don't be late, you gotta plead, then please your corporate date. A million sparkles in the sky from sunstruck snow in gleeful eyes. Did you worry? Did you know that you would see a king of ghosts? Didn't believe me, but did when you seen how you was back when. All that you did when you was a kid playing in the snow with your runny nose and runny lives. Do you believe in alibis? Stricken with a major flu, now you feel much like you hope it soon your body blooms and you'll be over it. Wildflowers passing hours as your love inside devour. What you feel and what you know as summer comes and winter goes. So you lift your faith in what you're feeling. You're breathing out loud as you stare at the ceiling. Winter comfort in denial. The lovely face and pretty smiles. A picture portrait, family, friends. Human drama, make amends. Cause life's for living, and that's for sure. But when you leave, you'll be gone.
Oh, that was really great.
Thank you.
So, I did pick up your second song, 1607 Miles. You shared with me before the show that you've lived a lot of different places and traveled a lot of different areas. And I'm curious if you care to share not just where you've been, but what you feel that you've learned from those areas, you know, personally and musically, any of those things.
Yeah, well, you know, I was born in Houston, Texas, and kind of was in a military family. I moved out to Indiana. I grew up there as a kid and was inspired a lot by cornfields and cow poop.
Aren't we all?
Yeah, exactly. And but aside from that, you know, joined a honky-tonk band and traveled around regionally and landed in Charleston, South Carolina. And stayed there for 8 years. I loved it. It was a great time. And spent a lot of time in the scene there and got to see a lot of great artists develop in that area. Shovels and Rope and Danger Muffin and Soul Driven Train. A lot of good bands out in that area. So it's really just a source of inspiration constantly from my surrounding musicians. And then moving out here in January of 2013, it's just been such a pleasure to be in a community that's so supportive of live music and just in general of the arts.
Yeah, so for someone who has lived so many different places, what really constitutes home for you?
Home for me is wherever my wife is, as cheesy as that sounds. Miss Leah Diane Franklin's out there. Give her a shout out. I love her to death. She's 37 weeks pregnant right now, and man, she's just a soul shiner, and that's where my heart is. That's where I feel at home, is wherever she is. So
that's wonderful. So how do you feel that your relationships contribute to the way that you write songs?
You know, everything out there is a song to me. It's really hard to kind of harness some certain situations and certain life decisions and all the good things out there in life happening. So much to write about. It's just really trying to figure out your niche and where you're good at kind of figuring what's going on around you and putting it down on paper. So everything is a constant source of inspiration for me. Everyday life, people, coworkers, lovers, friends, grandmas, grandpas.
Children.
Exactly.
Very exciting.
Yeah.
What are you most excited about regarding fatherhood?
Oh, man. Tell you, the least thing I'm excited about is changing poopy diapers. But everything. I just look forward to being a kid again and just going out and enjoying life and making the most of it, you know, experiencing everything I can experience with my little guy. So,
yeah, that's beautiful. Well, do you want to share a few more tunes with us?
Sure. That'd be great. Thank you guys again, KG and you and everybody for having me. Beautiful, yes, you know you are. You hung on all them flaws you had. You know it's true. You leave me strewn, yes, in those clouds from purple blue. Just feed your soul from what's beautiful, yes. You never see those shades of hate. So come on, girl, you wanna give it to me one more time. You never thought I'd be the guy to dress or wear a tie. All your friends, I say I'm gonna make it cry. Reds and greens and purple blues are running through my eyes. And all the thoughts upon my mind, you never know. And what I feel for you inside, I'll never show. It's never right to see inside someone who never shows. What they feel for you inside, you never know and you don't. No, you don't. You don't see. You're beautiful, yes. You know you are. You hung on all them flaws you had. You know it's true. You leave me strewn, yes, in those paintings from an abstract view. You hung me where I couldn't see it all, no, inside your empty bare hole wall. And what I couldn't give you, you needed from, yes, in those reds and greens and purple blues. So come on, girl, you wanna give it to me one more time. You never thought I'd be the guy to dress or wear a tie. All your friends, I say I'm gonna make it cry. Reds and greens and purple blues are running through my eyes. And all this thoughts up on my mind, you never know. And what I feel for you inside, I'll never show. It's never right to see inside, someone will never show. What they feel for you inside, you never know. You don't. No, you don't. You don't see. All right. For days and days, loving crazy ways. We will never forget you. I walk into a room, a light that's dancing on your skin and bones. A silver line of hair, the echo of a dare she hopes to lose. 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 Keep it homely, where the lonely come to hold some hope, smoke a bit and laugh and tell some jokes. Smoke a bit and laugh and tell some jokes. Captivate thee with a feeling of when the day was crested, on the way we failed without protesting, on the way we failed without protesting, on the way we failed without protesting.
if I held you close, would you not want to go? Like a wounded bird in a cage with a mending soul. You see, we've gathered on our feet after walking these streets of pain. Yes, we've learned from those roads not to lose, but to always gain. Because adversity, it happens to you and me. Yes, to let them take our best means at best that we failed their test. So go on down those roads, not willing to be broke, dreaming in the sky, willing to invoke all that we see fit. If it's caught, then release it. Yes, cause sooner come the day, yeah, we will need the same. Yeah, we will need the same. So when you're down and out, up and down and around again, you turn your worst into your best, you check your list and then make a friend. And go on down those roads, not willing to be broke, dreaming in the sky, willing to invoke all that we see fit. If it's caught, then release it. Yes, cause sooner come the day, yeah, we will need the same. 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 Yeah, we will need the same.
That was really beautiful.
Thank you so much, Riley.
Again, those of you who just tuned in, you are listening to KGNU Boulder Denver, and this is Eric Adrian Gonzalez. He is a local songwriter here in Colorado currently. He's a songwriter who's walked many trails to get here, though. But yeah, it's really a treat to have you in the studio. You know, the thing that stands out to me about your music is your gift for melody, and that comes through not just the melodies that you sing, but also you play the guitar in such a beautiful melodic way, and that's paired with such beautiful poetic lyrics. So
well,
I'm just...
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. Thank you. Really. So I'm curious, who would you say would be your top three sort of the songwriters or, you know, bands or musicians, individuals who were sort of your formative leaders in how you approach music?
Oh, you know, I started on some early David Gray stuff, some of his early work, Sell, Sell, Sell. It was a big, just a heartbreaker for me. And David Gray was an early influence for me. And some of the later influences, guys like coming out of Austin, Texas, Shaky Graves and Joe Pug. Some of these guys are just, you know, I'm just trying to keep up and just do my thing out here. And you know, what's great about music is just, it's an endless source of inspiration. And you can get a lot of that from a lot of these talented songwriters out here doing their thing. So those are some of my top three, I guess.
Okay, yeah. I was hearing, I didn't know if you were into like Jack Johnson, but there seems to be, you know, some similarities with him too.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. I started early. I'm kind of a late bloomer on the guitar. Like we were talking earlier, picked it up in 2000 and, Dave Matthews and Jack Johnson were my jam back in the day. I don't listen to them so much anymore, but yeah, it was a really good kind of platform for me to kind of sit around and play guitar and figure songs out.
No, it's cool. You know, and you've got your own style and your own sound going too.
Well,
so
thanks.
Yeah, it's really enjoyable. So I understand you have a pretty immense library of tunes that you've written, despite not having
anything.
Album yet.
Exactly.
So I'm curious, have you thought about a concept of how you might release?
Yeah. I've kind of, I've written a couple handfuls of songs in Charleston, South Carolina. And then moving here in January, it's been a whole nother source of inspiration staring at these beautiful mountains. And I've written a whole nother 20 songs since I've been here. So I'm going to tone it down and release too some of my earlier stuff. Some of my beach songs I'm going to release and title it Jobs, Jokes, and Dreams. And some of the newer stuff here that I've written here will be released as well. And I'm looking to have both of these pieces of work released this winter, you know. So I need to get something out there and keep it going, you know, keep the dream alive.
Yeah, well, that's exciting.
Thank you.
And for people who want to follow this journey that you're on and find out when your songs are actually going to be released, Where are the best places to find you online?
You can find me online. Just Google Eric Adrian Gonzalez, and I've got SoundCloud pages out there. I've got a Facebook music page. And as far as anything else, I mean, that's about it as far as the social media. I think I might have a Twitter account out there floating around somewhere in the interweb space. But I don't really dabble too much in the social scene, typing away on the computer. But you know.
Okay, great. You're not much of a tweeter, I take it.
I'm not a tweeter. What do you call tweeters? Tweedledee. More like Tweedledum. Really.
That's pretty fantastic. All right. So, do you want to share some? I'm curious about your beach tunes. Were you planning
on beach tunes? Yeah, sure.
You planning on sharing any of those?
Yeah. So that Purple Blues song I wrote was. Was one of my, it's actually the first song I ever wrote. And it was really a good, it was a good jumping, pushing out there for me. Like I had a lot of support, positive support from friends that didn't come out and tell me, hey, you know what? You should just leave that guitar in the case. You know, they were always trying to get me to pull it out and almost annoyingly like, hey, did you bring your guitar? I'm like, we're at a basketball game, you know? I'm like, why would I bring it? So I've been fortunate to have a really good, tight support group wherever I go.
Okay. And what's this next tune that you're going to play?
This next tune. Well, you know, I've been stricken with a crazy laryngitis. It's no joke, people. I'm going on 9 weeks now, and I'm just kind of getting it back, but I'm going to do the best I can for this song. It's called The Way We Say, and this song's just written about Mother Nature, mankind's just, you know, ever-long quest to make Mother Nature what mankind wants Mother Nature to be. In Charleston, South Carolina, I was living on a barrier island, and they would come and dredge the ocean, dredge the sand up, and replenish the sand on the beach every few years. And that's kind of where the song idea came from. And moving out here, you know, I kind of got to experience the controlled burns for the first time. And so it was like, you know what, man, we're always trying to mess with Mother Nature and make it what we want. So this song's called The Way We Say, and it's written about that. I saw the ocean blue, they couldn't see the truth, that lovely ocean's on the rise. No amount of sand can't stand up to the wave that lands
up on the beach and out again. So keep your engine ears, let Mother Nature clear out all those houses as if they were all sandcastles. So if you're willing to take one step back or two, you'd see what nature is born to do. And if we want it to change, we will change it anyway. And if we want it to flow, it'll flow the way we say. And if we want it to go, it's gonna go the way we say. I saw a long black cloud come from the mountain's mouth. They set a fire on a burn. It's bad to say I yearn for mansions in an urn, but who's to say what's your concern? And if we want it to change, we will change it anyway. And if we want it to flow, it'll flow the way we say. And if we want it to burn, it'll burn the way we say. And if we want it to go, it's gonna go the way we say. It's gonna go the way we say. It's gonna go the way we say. It's gonna go the way we say.
Lose stuff in my pockets all the time. Where'd it go? There it is. Sunset sings the sweetest tune. Just a song he wrote for his true love in bloom. I held you dear since the dawn of time, and you know it's true that for you I shine. Going up and you're coming down. I'm only hoping someday you turn around, 'cause I'd be shining and then you'd see who could love you more than me. And how I wish you felt the same. I'm jealous of the wolves and they howl out your name. I keep my love bouncing from star to star, so it can find you wherever you are. I'm going up and you're coming down. I'm only hoping someday you turn around, 'cause I'd be shining and then you'd see who could love you more than me. Ah, who could love you more than me? No one could love you more. this song called Roses Glow. Am I good to do another? Fell upon your lake and my hair was all whipping and my body swimming and now my skin it's dripping something with the feeling and I'm slowly sinking as the roses glow, as the roses glow. Is it all our mirrors that help to see us clearer? Or do they make us feel weird? Keep me on a diet of love and let me try it. No need to be divided as the roses glow, as the roses glow.
I understand you have some shows coming up that are pretty exciting.
I do. I've got this Sunday, I'll be participating in the Prairie Scholars Longmont Singer-Songwriter Series this Sunday. So if you're out and about town, we'll be at 300 Sons from 7 to 8, 9, I believe. So if you're out and about. And I'm kind of taking a break trying to get over this laryngitis thing, and I've got some things happening in June. So that's kind of going to be it for me for the month of May. Going to be having a baby and then hopefully be able to pick things back up in June.
Well, it's a good reason to take a little sabbatical,
yeah,
right?
Exactly.
That's great. And I understand, so you are here through specifically the program that had you on Cabaret,
mm-hmm.
is the Songwriter Series?
Yes, okay. Yes, Songwriter Series put on by Andy and Jessica Epler of the Prairie Scholars, and they're a couple of major staples there in Longmont helping get people out and just supporting the arts community and being super gracious and just supporting everything from physical art to music, everything. So it's good stuff happening in Longmont. So yeah. Happy to be a part of it.
For sure. So what drew you specifically to Longmont when you relocated here after Charleston?
It was just mostly the mountains and Oscar Blues. My wife was like, hey, you know, it'd be kind of cool to work for Oscar Blues. And I said, hey, and I'm ready for a change in scenery. And so we just traded in the ocean for the mountain and just haven't looked back since. We love it here.
Yeah, and I understand that you are a pretty active member of the Left Hand Artist Group.
Yeah. Left Hand Artist Group is such a great thing going on in Longmont. And it's just so supportive. It's a supportive network of artists that get together and kind of collaborate, put on art shows and music events and potlucks and all kinds of good stuff. And it's a really great thing happening in Longmont as far as, you know, it's great for people to get out there. That's the number one thing. And that's what the Left Hand Artist Group is all about, is helping people get their art and their music and everything out in the street. And that's what we're all about. So
yeah, for sure. Yeah. All good things.
Yeah, really good things.
Cool. Well, I'd love to hear some more tunes.
Okay. I'll play some more tunes.
All right. Wonderful. This is the thing we got going.
Thank you. Thanks again, guys, for having me.
even when the days are dark. When the lightning strikes and offers up a spark, sending a fire on a burn, turning everything to ashes in an urn. Yeah, you've seen it. Yeah, you've felt it. That fire in my heart. Yes, you love me. Yes, you love me from the start. Even when the tide was too high, when I felt as if my clothes would never dry, loving was safe and warm, and a love like that I swear I'd never warm. Yeah, you've seen it. Yeah, you felt it. That water in my veins. Yes, you love me. Yes, you love me the same. Soon you're walking down the aisle, and my darker days have turned into a smile. This feeling is wonderful. It's got me wanting more and more and more and more. Yeah, you've seen it. Yeah, you've felt it. This love is so true. Yes, you love me, and I love you too.
Yeah, and thanks for tuning in. You're listening to Cabaret on KGNU Boulder, Denver, and we are live in the studio with Eric Adrian Gonzalez.
This is a song called For You, From Me, From Me to You. ghost from you, but not for good. It comes back to you when you want it to. If we give it one more try, we will feel so good inside. Goes from you, but not for good. It comes back to you when you want it to. If we give it one more try, we will feel so good inside. For you, for me, and for you, I would do anything. For me, for you, and for me. We're gonna see what it was meant to be. All the sadness that ensued when you had to fly away was all replaced by memories from all the pictures that you take. For you, for me, and for you, I would do anything. For me, for you, and for me. We're gonna see what it was meant to be, yeah. Come on back to me and let me hold you in my soul. If we give it one more try, we will feel so good inside. For you, for me, and for you, I would do anything. For me, for you, and for me. We're gonna see what it was meant to be. And I need you like the summertime grows anxious for a rain. And I need you like the winter time brings a freezing pain. To you, to me, and for you, I would do anything. For me, for you, and for me. We're gonna see what it was meant to be, yeah.
I'm glad we got a taste of your harp skills.
Oh, man. You ever want to stop smoking cigarettes? Practice the harmonica for a few hours. That'll really make you want to put that habit down.
Apparently.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of songwriters who are drawn to the harmonica, but it's really hard to play a harmonica tastefully. What advice do you have for people who want to start playing harp?
Not to play so loud. And directly into the microphone. And I was told to by an old gentleman I met on the road. And when I first picked up the harmonica, this old gentleman, he says, "Hey, you know what? You're pretty good on those bones." And he called them the bones. He said, "You're pretty good on those bones, but you know what? There's one piece of advice for you. The more you blow, the more you suck." So I started thinking about that, and like, yeah, I mean, it's really easy to just blow into a harmonica. But, you know, to really kind of play that second position and inhale and play that blues style really takes a lot of endurance and practice to do that. So the more you blow, the more you suck. That's the only piece of advice I could give you on that.
All right, noted.
So I got time for one more song. Okay, thank you guys for hanging out with me. Eric Adrian Gonzalez here at KGNU. I'm looking at George smiling over there in that booth. My wife is really nervous about me coming on the radio. She says, "Man, don't act so silly." So I have a habit of acting really silly, telling bad jokes. If you expect it less, girl, I will give you more. Yeah, I will fill it up till it does overflow. Watch it cascade down just like a waterfall. Girl, you just say the word, I'm at your beck and call. And this is more than words, girl, it's how we feel. I wouldn't give it up no matter what the deal. So drink your wine on down and I will tip my cup. And we will burn one down, girl, you know what is up. I lay on by your side and I will feel your touch. I couldn't get too much, I wouldn't have enough. And this is more than a song, girl, it's how we feel. I wouldn't give it up no matter what the deal. Thank you. when we're old and gray, our love will never fade. This world will take our bodies, but our love will stay. We'll watch it spill on out into the cosmos proud. No, we won't go so quiet, we will go real loud. And this is more than words, girl, it's how we feel. I wouldn't give it up no matter what the deal. Oh. Thank you so much. Song called The Deal.
Again, we are live on the air right now. This is the Cabaret Program. This is Eric Adrian Gonzalez. And if people, again, if you want to remind us where you're playing out, where people can hear you live.
Okay. Well, you can come and check me out this Sunday. Andy Epler and I will be at 300 Sons in Longmont. And I'll be on another little hiatus, let my voice heal up for a little while, and I'll be back at it in June. And I'll be at Cyclops Restaurant there in Longmont, and I'll be out about town. You can look me up on Facebook, Eric Adrian Gonzalez. Check it out, and thanks. Thank you guys so much for having me.
Yeah, it's really a pleasure to have you here in the studio, and it's always a... It's always great when you can hear someone live and they sound as good as, you know, any recording. So it's a real treat.
Thank you. Thank you.
You know, we do have a couple minutes left if you want to send people out with a tune.
Okay, cool.
I certainly wouldn't complain.
All right.
But before I do that, I do have to know, I really love really dumb jokes.
Okay.
So, I mean, sounds like you have a lot of dumb jokes.
I got a dumb joke
here. What's your favorite dumb joke?
Okay. What is the... What does a nosy pepper do?
Gets jalapeno business.
Jalapeno business! Yeah. All right. Yeah, okay. Sweet. This song called Key. It's another one of my old beach songs right here. You're not making any sense. And I feel as if I'm paying all the rent to stay inside your vacant heart. Well, love's a seed and it don't grow. Love me, leave me, don't believe me. If I stay, then you will go. But I will make the best of it, 'cause I know I've been better off alone. 'Cause love it comes and love it goes, been canceled like a primetime TV show. Well, could I have been that bad that you would turn your back and walk away? Sometimes I feel like crying and yelling out, oh, won't you please stay? If I had the key to your closed mind, I would keep it open all the time. And all our problems we could see would all be solved by you and me. And we could be together our whole lives. Yeah, we could be together all the time. yeah, we could be together anytime. Was I right when I said that you was wrong for thinking that it never lasts this long? And this could be the end of it, but I really don't much give a shit at all. If I had the key to your cruel mind, I would keep it locked up all the time. 'Cause girl, you know it's plain to see, there's no use for you and me, and we can't be together our whole lives. No, we can't be together all the time. No, we can't be together any time.
And it is, according to this clock, about 2 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock. But it's wonderful to have live music on the Cabaret Show. Thank you, Eric Adrian Gonzalez. And that's what's nice about community radio. You're listening to KGNU Boulder, Denver, 88.5 FM, 1390 AM, where we are real people doing real music, and it's flexible. So this is Rosângela Silvestre from Brazil.
Ia, ia é manhã, ia, ia é manhã, ia é manhã, ia é manhã, ia, ia, ia é. Ia, ia é manhã, ia é manhã, ia é manhã, ia. Yeah.